Hey there, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. I want to talk about anger today. I want to talk about a man's anger. I had a fit about 6 hours ago. I'm over it now, but I wanted to talk about that whole angry thing that we do when we get so pissed off that we can't even see straight. We start doing things that don't even make sense. A little while ago, around 10:30 or so this morning, it's about 4 o'clock now, which is why the sun's setting, I got stuck back here. I'm helping my girlfriend move stuff out of her house, and I got my big old truck, my big old four-wheel drive truck, and my trailer, and I head back into this snowdrift here, and I go get the trailer, and I get stuck. Of course, 30 minutes before that, I was thinking, you know, I should probably put the chains on the front tires of the truck just in case, and then I thought, no, I'll be good. Well, I wasn't good. I was out here for a half an hour digging, putting chains on in the snow instead of the warmth of my garage. And I started throwing the shovel, and I was pissed. I was just pissed, and it was bad enough that I was doing it to myself, right? It's bad enough that I was doing it, but nobody saw it. But then my girlfriend comes out to help me shovel, right? And I didn't stop. I was still pissed. And I was pissed at myself. I was pissed at myself for not knowing to put the chains on or not having the willpower to put the chains on. I was mad because my back hurts. I didn't sleep well last night, and my back's been bugging me. So I got some pain going on. I have a long list of things to do today. And that was ticking me off because I was behind schedule, right? I always got something to do. Got the long list to do. And I guess I wanted to admit to you today that getting really, really ticked off at yourself is really common, but there's some ways we can handle it. First of all, we should deal with the fact that it's going to happen. We're not perfect. We're going to get ticked. We're going to be in pain. We're going to be rushed. We're going to be in a hurry. Things won't go our way. And we have a right to get mad. Sure, we do. But we should know that, first of all, first and foremost, for ourselves, it's not the best thing to do. I could have thought, you know, even when I was in the snow getting wet and cold and having mud drip on my face, I could have said, you know, okay, here I am. I screwed up. I could have put the chains on. But from this point forward, I'm going to breathe. In fact, that's what my girlfriend says a lot. Just breathe, baby. Breathe. But I didn't calm myself down. I kind of stayed with it for a while and threw a shovel, and something else happened. I won't even go into it. The other thing is, when we get mad, it has an impact on those of us, those around us. We could do it at work, of course. We seem to have so much more self-control, though, at work, don't we, around people that we don't want to see that side of us. But when loved ones show up, when she shows up with a shovel, and I still am tromping around and cussing like a sailor, the impact on her, the impact on women when men get mad, I found is so damaging. Of course, she's evolved. She's smart. She knows not to take it personally and that it will pass and all that stuff. But the fact is, there were 30 minutes today that weren't very memorable for me. And I'm sure she hasn't talked about it because she doesn't. But I have no doubt that that 30 minutes in her head was not very pleasant, of seeing somebody lose control, lose their sense of, you know, confidence. She knows that I know how to put chains on and I'll be fine, but somehow I went into my 15-year-old boy brain and had a tantrum. And the effect on her is to lose attraction. I have no doubt that when a man starts having temper tantrums and his 15-year-old boy emerges and starts throwing things or cussing at dogs that didn't do anything wrong, you become less attractive. You become less dependable. They can't count on you. You're less predictable. You're scary, actually. Physical anger and throwing things and cussing from a man, from a woman's perspective, is typically very, very scary. And even though you know it's not meant at them, watching it, especially if a woman has ever watched violence or abuse in her life from a man to a woman, her dad to her mom or whoever, she's going to have those wheels turn of fear and distance and avoidance. So if you're an angry man, if you're dealing with outbursts and letting your 15-year-old prick kick your butt every now and then like I did this morning, think about who you want to be. Think about who you want to be for you. Think about who you are when nobody's looking, which is the definition of character. Who are you being when nobody's looking? I kind of blew it this morning out here in the snow. But hey, it gave me an inspiration to talk to you today, and I appreciate you listening. Contact me at Good Guys to Great Men. And let's have a chat about anger. Let's have a chat about women. Let's have a chat about anything that's bugging you. These kind of conversations, I'm finding out, are the things that fill us up. Have a great day. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.